Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Nicolet Bank Shares, or NEC, as it's listed on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you a quick rundown. Nicolet Bank Shares is a regional banking player based in the U.S., operating primarily in the financial services sector with a focus on community banking. They're not a household name like some of the big Wall Street giants, but they've carved out a solid niche in their industry, providing banking and wealth management services. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, where it's headed, and whether it's worth a spot in your long-term portfolio. So grab a coffee, let's break this down together, and see if Nicolet has the potential to be a wealth-building gem. Before we jump into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends for Nicolet Bank Shares. From the latest news snippets, there's been some chatter about their strategic moves to expand their footprint through acquisitions, which could signal growth but also comes with integration risks. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting moves over various time frames. Over the past month, it's been holding steady. But if we zoom out to a year, there's been a noticeable uptick, outperforming some peers in the regional banking space. That said, the last 5 years paint a more mixed picture, lagging a bit behind the broader sector's growth. So with that context in mind, let's unpack the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Nicolet Bank Shares and see what's really driving this stock and what could shape its future. Strengths. Solid regional presence. Nicolet Bank Shares has built a strong foothold in its core markets, focusing on community banking. This localized approach often translates into loyal customer bases and less competition from the mega banks, giving them a unique edge in their niche within the financial services sector. Healthy profitability metrics. Looking at their financials, Nicolet's gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry averages. This suggests they're managing costs effectively while still generating decent returns, a key factor for long-term stability that any investor should appreciate. Positive free cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is looking pretty solid based on the latest data. This means they've got cash left over after covering expenses and investments, which can be used for dividends, debt reduction, or reinvestment. Music to the ears of a long-term investor looking for sustainable growth. Steady dividend yield. Speaking of dividends, Nicolet offers a respectable yield, which isn't sky-high, but provides a consistent income stream for those of us focused on building wealth over time. It's a nice bonus in a portfolio geared towards stability. Weaknesses. Limited scale and geographic reach. Let's be real. Nicolet isn't a national or global player. Their regional focus, while a strength in some ways, also limits their growth potential. They're more exposed to local economic downturns, and scaling up isn't as easy as it is for larger competitors. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to some peers in the sector. While it's not a red alert, it's something to keep an eye on, especially if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. Too much leverage can bite hard during tough times. Mixed long-term performance. While recent performance has shown some promise, their five-year returns are underwhelming compared to the broader financial sector. This raises questions about whether management can consistently deliver the kind of growth we want as long-term holders. Lower ROE compared to industry leaders. Their return on equity isn't terrible, but it's not setting the world on fire either. This suggests they might not be using shareholder capital as efficiently as some competitors, which could be a drag on future value creation. Opportunities. Strategic acquisitions for growth. Recent news highlights Nicolet's appetite for acquisitions, and if executed well, this could be a game changer. Expanding into new markets or bolstering their service offerings could drive revenue growth and diversify their income streams. Something to watch closely in the coming quarters. Rising interest rate environment. As a bank, Nicolet could benefit from higher interest rates, which often boost net interest margins. If the economic backdrop shifts in this direction, their profitability could get a nice lift, making them a more attractive play for us investors. Undervalued forward PE ratio. Peeking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to the industry average, with analyst estimates suggesting room for upside if earnings growth comes through. This could signal that the stock is undervalued right now, offering a potential entry point for patient investors. Focus on digital banking trends. While not heavily mentioned in recent updates, there's an industry-wide push toward digital banking. If Nicolet can invest smartly in tech and improve their online offerings, they could capture a younger demographic and stay competitive, a subtle but important long-term play. Threats, regional economic risks. Since Nicolet's operations are concentrated in specific regions, any local economic slowdown or demographic shifts could hit their bottom line harder than a more diversified bank. This is a real concern for long-term holders who need to think about macro risks. Competitive pressure in banking. The financial sector is cutthroat, with big players and fintech startups alike vying for market share. Nicolet faces pressure to innovate and keep costs down, and if they can't keep up, they risk losing customers and relevance. Regulatory headwinds. Banks are always under the regulatory microscope, and any new policies or compliance costs could weigh on profitability. While there's no specific news on this front for Nicolet right now, it's a constant threat in this industry that we can't ignore. Integration risks from acquisitions. While acquisitions are an opportunity, they're also a double-edged sword. Poor integration or overpaying for assets could lead to financial strain or operational hiccups, something that could spook investors in the short term and hurt long-term value. Now let's tie this all together with a bit of perspective. From the earnings call transcripts, management seems optimistic about their growth trajectory, particularly emphasizing their acquisition strategy and efforts to improve operational efficiency. That's encouraging, but I'd take it with a grain of salt until we see consistent execution. On the financial front, revenue and net income have shown steady growth over recent years, which aligns with their positive free cash flow, a good sign for sustainability. However, that debt-to-equity ratio keeps nagging at me. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's a reminder to monitor their balance sheet closely. Short-term trends like stock performance over the past year look promising, but for us long-term folks, it's about whether Nicolet can expand smartly and fend off competitive pressures. If they play their cards right with acquisitions and capitalize on industry tailwinds like rising rates, there's upside potential here. But the regional focus and debt levels mean it's not without risks. So, what's the final take on Nicolet Bank shares? From a long-term investment perspective, this stock has a balanced profile with some attractive strengths like profitability and cash flow, paired with clear opportunities for growth through strategic moves. However, the risks tied to their limited scale and regional exposure can't be overlooked. For those of you building a diversified portfolio, Nicolet could be a solid pick if you're comfortable with a mid-tier player in the banking space, but I'd keep position sizing in check to manage the downside. Keep digging into their quarterly updates and watch how those acquisitions play out. They'll likely be the make-or-break factor. As always, stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform. Let me know in the comments what you think about Nicolet, bullish, bearish, or on the fence. I'm all ears, and I'll catch you in the next one.